Hello there. My name is Christian and I'm with Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions really matter. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you a registered voter in Colorado?
Yes.
Okay, nice. Thank you. Next question is, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for your help. This November, there will be an election for the U.S. president and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or
very.
Not too certain? Very certain. Thank
very.
You so much. First of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably
too high.
A little too high? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Much too high. All right, moving on. The school district you live in, the Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money would be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovation on existing school, as well as replace aging buildings and expand technical job skills training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying, in-demand jobs. Knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more school building and renovation projects, please answer if you would vote yes or vote no to each of the following three bond options. The first option is a $750 million bond at a cost of $1.97 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $23.61 a year for every $100,000 of home value, but would have some of the school building projects. Would you vote yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Next option is an $850 million bond at a cost of $2.29 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $27.43 a year for every $1,000 of home value, which would pay for many but not all new school building projects needed. Vote yes or vote no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And option number three, a $950 million bond at a cost of $2.44 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $29.31 per year for every $100,000 of home value, which would meet all of the school building and other service expansion needs of this district. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expand space to meet demand for technical job skills training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $1,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for this CCSD?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you. Following up, opponents to tax increasing ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree? Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as reasons for voting yes.
I'm not going to vote yes no matter what.
Okay. So
finish the survey that way.
Okay, your options in this section are very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, and not persuasive.
Not persuasive.
Okay, but I gotta read the statement.
Sorry, I've run out of patience, okay? And time. But you've got a lot of information here, so
okay.
Go on to the next person. Thank you.